Coming up on episode number 477, it's a continuation of our Sunday night all-request show, bringing over to Tuesday. We'll have covers of Tim Finn, Joe Jackson and Blondie, and more, Tina and Trivia, and some gender swap songs. All this and more coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's June 24th, 2008. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Coverville, another all-request edition coming over from Sunday. Sunday, I was just out of it, and still out of it, but definitely have enough time and enough energy, enough willpower to do a full six-song show with some trivia at the end. Let's go ahead and jump right into it. This was a request from Michael from Richmond and Bland, Virginia. Okay, I know about Richmond, Virginia. What's Bland, Virginia? It's a cover of The Walk of Life, the old Dire Straits classic from their Brothers in Arms album. And it's performed here, countrified by Shooter Jennings from his album The Wolf. Here's Walk of Life.
Life. Brian Emmett, Tim from Hollywood calling, but I'm calling from Canada. I'm in the middle of Ontario somewhere on my way to Kingston, Ontario for podcasters across borders. Very excited. I'm sure I'll be paying off this trip for the next 10 years of my life, but I just really want to be here. But as I'm driving down the road, I'm listening to Net Night, one of Leo Laporte's shows that I listen to, and they just said that you are the special guest of the show this week. I haven't even heard it yet. They just said it in the show, so I paused the show, thought I'd give you a call. Can't wait to hear what you have to say. I'm glad you're on there. It's fantastic, and I can't wait to see you in Vegas in a couple months too for your party. So anyway, hope you're doing great. Can't wait to hear you on Net at Night. Talk to you soon. Bye.
That is so cool. cool. All right, so let's break it down for you a little bit here. Dub Pistols featuring Terry Hall from their brand new album Speakers and Tweeters. That is their cover of Blondie's Rapture, requested by Molly in Buffalo, New York. Now, I'm a big fan of Blondie. I love Blondie. However, that's one song that I could never really enjoy. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was the it's the rap. Maybe it's, I mean, don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with rap, but I don't know why. I just never was a big fan of the Blondie original on that song. However, I am a big fan of Terry Hall, of course, formerly with The Specials and Color Field and Funboy 3. He just does a great job on this track here with the Dub Pistols, their cover of Rapture from their 2007 album Speakers and Tweeters. Before that, Shooter Jennings from his 2007 release The Wolf with a cover of Dire Straits' Walk of Life, and that is going out to Michael from Richmond and Bland, Virginia. Hey, let me tell you a little bit about the sponsor for today's show. It's Audio Engine and their A2 speakers. Last couple shows, I've told you about the A5s and the wireless, the audio wireless adapter, Audio Engine wireless, or yeah. What is that thing called? The Audio Engine wireless adapter. Anyway, the AE2s, the Audio Engine 2s, basically the same great sound that the AE5s put out, but of course in a much smaller desktop size speaker. Comes in gloss white, gloss black, and features the some of the heaviest materials and the softest materials. Let me explain that. The woofers are made out of Kevlar, which is the same stuff they put in bulletproof vests, and it just creates this super rich low-end bass sound, while the tweeters are silk for smooth highs, and the two of them just combine to just give you this gorgeous sound. They're video shielded, comes with all the cables you need. It's got built-in RCA and mini jack ports, and these things just sound fantastic. They're beautiful looking. They'll complement your iMac on your desk, especially if you've got a white iMac. But really, they look good with just about anything. Audio Engine USA is the place to go. If you go to coverville.com/audioengine or simply visit the website and click on the link on Coverville in the show notes, it'll take you right to their website where you can check out these fantastic speakers. No plastic parts here. These things are just gorgeous. Audio Engine USA. All right, Jay from Cary, North Carolina suggested this one. It's one that I just read about online today, as a matter of fact, in one of my cover alerts from Google. The Watson Twins and their excellent cover of The Cure's Just Like Heaven from their brand new album Fire Songs. It's got kind of a Mazzy Star kind of vibe to it. Let me know what you think. Just Like Heaven from The Watson Twins.
Scream, she said. One that makes me laugh, she said. I say fools in love. should know, because this fool's in love again. Hold each other's hands forever. Fools in love gently tear each other. Everything you do, everywhere you go now, everything you touch, everything you feel, everything you do, even rock and roll now, nothing mean a thing except you and your baby love. Should know, because this fool's in love again.
Oh, excellent stuff. That is Fools in Love by Inara George from her album All Rise from 2005, a cover of Joe Jackson's song going out to Steve in Thousand Oaks. Beautiful rendition. Great suggestion, Steve. Had never heard of that before, and apparently it was in the on the soundtrack to Grey's Anatomy in the show. It was used in the show. Don't know. Wow. Very cool. Before that, you heard Just Like Heaven, performed by the Watson Twins from their 2008 album Fire Song, something brand new cover of The Cure that just has that same kind of torch, fade into you, Mazzy Star kind of vibe to it. Excellent stuff. I almost said very cool, but I've been saying that a lot lately. Coverville 500 is coming up. I don't know if you guys have heard, but to let you know some of the sponsors that are going to be putting on this show with me. Ambrosia Software, Raw Voice, Inc. Shure is going to be supplying the microphones for the event and giving away some microphones. So if you are a podcaster who is looking to upgrade their equipment, it's a great opportunity to put your name in the hat for some great microphones from Shure. As a matter of fact, the microphone that I'm talking to you on right now was a prize from last year's New Media Expo. So thank you to Shure for that. Backbeat Media, of course. iProng is the media sponsor. And Brad Feld at feldthoughts.com. All right, let's go ahead and get to the last set of music here. Camille from Montreal, Quebec, emailed me after I did that Richard Thompson cover story where I played his original version of Persuasion that Tim Finn later added words to. I just was blown away by that song and really taken aback by how beautiful the song was, how beautiful the lyrics were. And she asked me if I had any other covers of that song, and I do. And this is another great version. It's got kind of an 80s feel to it, which is really cool for me. I mean, I like the 80s, and I like kind of the sound that came from the 80s, that new wave kind of feel. This comes from the 2005 compilation She Will Have Her Way, which featured female artists covering songs by Tim and Neil Finn, Finn Brothers, and Crowded House. It's a cover of Persuasion, performed here by Stellar.
Different life. Time has Together lives within my heart, and when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears, and when she was happy, so was I. When she loved me, through the summer and the fall, we had each other, that was all. Just she and I together, like it was meant to be. And when she was lonely, I was there to comfort her, and I knew that she loved me. Went by, I stayed the same, but she began to drift away. I was left alone. Still, I'm waiting for the day when she'll say, I will always love you. Lonely and forgotten. Never thought she'd look my way. Then she smiled at me and held me just like she used to do. Like she loved me when she loved me. When somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart when she loved me.
When She Loved Me, a song that was popularized, or not popularized, it was originated in the movie Toy Story. I believe it was sung by Sarah McLachlan in that movie. Covered there by Steve Terrell. Now, this is one of those gender changes. We've had a few of them on this show where the original performer was the opposite gender of the one doing the cover. And for this song especially, it makes a tremendous difference in that the original, you know, it felt like it was a doll singing about, all right, when she loved me and then she kind of discarded me and forgot about me. When it's sung by a man, it adds depth to that that meaning, or it changes it slightly, of course, to more of the relationship, the love relationship. Not to say that it could not be sung from a woman to another woman without the doll reference. I'm just saying that when you hear it in this context, it definitely changes it up. When She Loved Me, the Disney Standards is the name of the album by Steve Terrell. Came out in 2006, had a bunch of covers of stuff from Disney. And I got to thank Curtis over at coveringthemouse.com. Now, he is one of those cover bloggers that I had on the episode 450 roundtable discussion of cover songs. He came through for me in helping me find a version of When She Loved Me. A listener requested it, and I've been searching for the email from that listener for the entire duration of recording this show, and I can't find it. I don't know what happened to it. So I apologize, but he wrote me and said that he really likes the song. His wife is not a big fan of Sarah McLachlan's voice, and so he wanted to hear a different version, and so we found this one for him. Curtis was a tremendous help, and also he's coming up on his one-year anniversary of doing the Covering the Mouse blog, and he's having a reader-listener choice poll and week where people get to vote on his archive of songs to determine what is played that week. Stuff like the best songs, the best Disney covers, the worst Disney covers, songs you never thought you'd hear covered, things like that. So check that out at coveringthemouse.com. All right, before When She Loved Me, I played Persuasion by Stellar. That one is going out to Camille in Montreal, Quebec. And, you know, as I was listening to that, I was thinking of another band that kind of has that similar 80s sound. It's Charlene Spiteri and Texas, which is a band I'm a big fan of, that kind of carries through that 80s sound all the way into their current music, into stuff they released last decade and in the current decade. So that is Stellar with their cover of Persuasion. All right, joining me in the studio here is Tina, as usual on these All Request shows.
Hello.
But you're here on a Tuesday night. How you doing?
I'm fine for a Tuesday. How about you?
I'm good for a Tuesday, too.
Great. I like Tuesdays.
Yeah?
You know, nothing special about them.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
Except for Coverville.
Right. Ooh, very good. Yes.
Yeah.
Nicely done there. Nicely thrown in. All right. Christoph is back with another one of his Musically Challenged segments. This is another episode or another installment of Monster Mash. Let's go ahead and jump right into that.
Cool.
Hey, Brian. And hey, Tina.
Hey, Christoph.
This is Christoph from Hamburg with another edition of
The Monster Mash.
It's a mashup of two songs, four times two songs, and you have to guess which songs they are. Very easy principle. So let's start away. Very easy. Number one.
Oh, that's Sledgehammer, Peter Gabriel.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Ooh. Oh, I don't know, but I know the song.
It's Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads,
yeah,
which is a cover of the song by Reverend Al Green.
Great.
Pretty easy, right? But what was the thumping bass in the background? I'm sure you know. Here is number two.
These are awesome. He does such a great job with them.
He really does. And I know both of them. I cannot think of it. So, yeah. What were they, Brian?
Okay. London Calling by The Clash.
Yes. Yeah.
And then behind that, if you could say behind in music, was Sisters Are Doing It For Themselves by the Eurythmics with Aretha Franklin.
Yep. Yep, that's right.
That's really good.
A, next question, what two songs are hiding behind this mix here?
I don't know.
Okay, I recognize Butterfly by Crazy Town. Was that Crazy Town that did Butterfly a few years ago?
I'm not sure.
Okay. And I think the other one was, I want to say Three Doors Down and Kryptonite, but I'm not sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
That might be. Weren't we just talking about Butterfly the other, like in the last week?
I don't know. If we were, I don't think I was there.
Okay.
I don't remember talking about that song.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, you might have gotten this one too. And here is number four, the last question. And yeah, it's a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I'm sure you'll find out.
Jeez.
I don't know.
I got half of it. It's Englishman in New York by Sting.
Oh.
But I couldn't pull out the dub hip-hop thing in the background there.
Yeah, I couldn't. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
Those are good.
You got us on that one. Yeah, definitely.
So that was four songs, four times two songs, and I'll leave you a couple of seconds to guess if you found the right answers.
Now, you know, there was a cover of Englishman in New York that he might have used there, and I can't think of who did it.
Huh.
But it wasn't Englishman in New York, and I can't remember what it was Englishman in Jamaica or something like that. Ah, can't remember. Okay.
All right.
And here's the solutions. Number one, that was, of course, Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel. What was the background? Take Me to the River by the Talking Heads. Okay, number two. That's Eurythmics with Aretha Franklin. Sisters Are Doing It. And, of course, The Clash, London Calling. Number three was this. That's Butterfly by Crazy Town. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady, you're my butterfly. Mixed in with the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Californication. Okay, and number four was tongue-in-cheek, I said. Yeah, it was twice the same song. I'm an Englishman in New York by Sting, and the later cover by Shinehead, Jamaican in New York.
Jamaican in New York.
The two songs fit perfectly together. I didn't have to change a lot in pitch or speed. They just match.
That's great.
That was it. That was the Monster Mash from Christoph in Hamburg. And Brian and Tina, I guess you got 6 out of 8.
Wow.
Correct?
We did, didn't we?
Thanks a lot, and talk to you soon on some other Musically Challenged from Hamburg.
Nicely done. I love it when they're able to predict exactly how well we do on
That's
these.
Impressive. I think, and I also like it when they start off kind of easy, because I need a ramp up. I really do.
You can't just jump in with both feet on those.
No, it gets discouraging. So this was perfect.
Good. Well, he does a great job. I always love Christoph's contributions. Not that I don't love the other ones that come in, but his have that polish I don't know what his background is, but he's got a really good flair for this stuff.
I know. I think the same thing. Plus his accent.
Yes.
Love the accent.
Okay. All right. If you want to get in touch with me for requests or suggestions or ideas, coverville@gmail.com is the email address, 206-222-COVER. is the phone number. That's 206-222-2683. Or you can go to the weblog or the forums at coverville.com and post your message or your ideas or your comments or requests there. We'll be back on Thursday night with George Michael, the George Michael cover story. And following that, week after will be White Stripes. Of course, any Jack White Raconteurs probably will have a song in that one.
It's going to be good.
Yep. The Pet Shop Boys, the week after that, the week of July 10th. Harry Chapin, the week of the 17th. Rolling Stones, because of Mick Jagger's birthday, the week of July 24th. The Grateful Dead, the week of July 31st. And then we just sail into the Coverville 500th Spectacular.
Wow. So,
time is running out. Go buy your tickets.
It is.
Please, go buy your tickets. All right. That's going to do it for tonight's show. Catch us on Thursday night. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying, well, that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.